Hey everybody, welcome back to the Four Pillar Effect. This is your host Cortez Richardson coming back to you after a long hiatus. I hope that I haven't lost some of your interest, but if I have, then hopefully I'll gain it again. The only thing I could start off with is saying that please, people, learn to love yourselves. I know it's coming up on that time of year where suicide is even more high acuity or high risk, as some people would say, because of the dark weather and the cold and things like that. And the suicide rates in the military have went up quite exponentially in the past year or ever since January 1st. So with that being said, I just want to explain kind of my views on self-love. And I'll just start by saying that everybody should learn how to marry themselves. A lot of people get married and inevitably get divorced because they just weren't on the same page with a lot of different things. And that's the thing about loving somebody else, is that you can always, I guess you could say, cut ties with a person or get a divorce in our society. But the person that you can never cut ties with and is truly death do us part is yourself. And a lot of people overlook themselves and try and jump into something with somebody else, and they end up finding out through the other person that these are things that they don't like. But it's not things that they don't like about the other person. It's things that they don't like about themselves that they magnify and use against the other person to say, these are reasons why I don't like you. Because nobody's perfect in any area of life, but everybody is very unique. So you have to learn how to love yourself before you can truly love somebody else. And I know that sounds extremely corny and just, you know, cliche, but it's very true. You have to marry yourself and truly look at yourself and say, you know what, this is what's best for me, instead of looking at yourself and saying, oh, I'm comfortable doing this. Because when you love someone, like your kids or your wife or your husband, you want to see them do great things. You don't want to see them sitting around, you know, and doing nothing with their lives or having these dreams and aspirations and never going for them. So I would say the thing that I would love to talk to you guys about and get guests on the show and talk to them about is just the aspect of self-love and learning how to care for yourself when there's nobody around, or even when you do have people motivating you to care for yourself. How do you use that as a tool to care for yourself even more? Thank you for tuning in. I hope you look forward to the next podcast next week.